tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with my colleague Elizabeth Peak. Writes a column for The Hill, a column for Fox News, much on Fox Business. Liz, your new column attends to the Republican Party primaries in these days of turmoil in the party because of former President Trump's allegations against former President Trump brought by federal prosecutors. You have very compelling details in your new column about what the Republican Party wants to hear in this time of choosing a primary candidate. Having a plan for lower inflation. Almost everybody says yes. Have a plan to lower taxes. 78% say yes. Be a role model for children. 65% say yes. All that, Liz, is about the future. That's what the party wants to talk about. Not about 2020. Not about 2016. Is that fact determinative of these next months? The first debate is in Milwaukee in August.
Yeah, it's interesting. I kind of put those data points in this piece because Joe Biden is basically running against Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, as he calls them, and making them out to be sort of crazy people, dangerous people, extremists, et cetera. And honestly, this is from a CBS poll, which shows that the majority of Republican voters aren't at all extreme. And by the way, they don't want to focus on LGBTQ rights or all of the culture war issues that a lot of candidates are talking about. They want to talk about pocketbook issues, John. And I think there's really good indication that that will be what's on the table in the 2024 election. People want to know about inflation. And that's the number one thing that everybody agrees on. And I must say, when CNN hosted Donald Trump in a town hall, and the moderator asked him what was his plan for inflation, he had an answer, which is drill, baby, drill. And you know what? It's a pretty good answer, because at the end of the day, if you look at Europe and the EU and the UK and here, energy prices were one of the main elements in boosting inflation around the world. And one of the problems for oil prices, one of the reasons that they went up so much, is demand went up and our supply did not follow. So if you had a Republican in the White House who was really encouraging domestic oil and gas production, that would probably be a big boost to bringing down inflation. But yeah, I think Republicans have to craft their message to direct to answer the concerns of people. One of the things we'll be talking about as the election gets near, John, is that the expiration of the Trump tax cuts is going to be gigantic. And that is a huge speed bump for the economy. No one's really focused on that. The Democrats are already talking about how those tax cuts were only for the wealthy and big corporations. They want to raise taxes on the wealthy and big corporations. So it's a very different outlook about how you guide the economy forward. But I think the Republican candidates have got to be pretty ready with a platform that addresses these concerns.
And addresses the future, Liz. That's what's striking to me about the present political comment. It's all about 2020 and sometimes about Russiagate, although that seems a distant memory compared to 2020. And the candidates, when they're on the stage, are not going to be spending their time talking about January 6th. They're going to have to address immediately what programs they recommend, what they're going to do about permitting, about regulation, about the administrative state. In other words, leadership in the White House is more than a headline that happened 4 years ago.
I couldn't agree more. But here's the interesting facet to that. It's not, I mean, Donald Trump may want to relitigate the 2020 election and Russiagate. He should read the polls because that is not what people want. But here who really want to do it is Joe Biden, because he does not want to run on his record. He does not want to run on his plan for the economy or the country going forward, because I think voters are sort of tuning out his claims about having helped the economy. And they know it's not true. They know he hasn't lowered the deficit, as he continues to argue. Recent CBO numbers show the deficit's up 50% in the last 12 months. So the numbers are pretty bad. What Joe Biden wants to talk about is January 6th. He wants to talk about MAGA extreme Republicans. That's going to be his campaign. Let's hope GOP, kind of gets out of that.
Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a column of Fox News, a column much on Fox Business. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.